the mechanics that happened behind that at this point. So that's been addressed.
Okay.
Sorry, we're just. You might have heard earlier about the road safety audit, which I'm not of a mind to do because the conditions which we just talked about are already included, even if you had a 20% increase in student activity. Yeah. But it's a matter of whether we include the condition around the ongoing engagement with the local community for, and you've been dealing with Habfield, the school in particular, whether that can become a condition to continue through. But I'm just not sure. Sorry, do you have a view in relation to that?
Look, unlike the previous item, I mean, it's clearly been an engagement with the community for Woolworths. I'm not sure it needs to be a condition, just an advisory note. I mean, we've already demonstrated that we have been prepared to engage with them. So,
that's also been acknowledged by the submitters tonight. And it was a process that started well before the application was even lodged. So consultation has occurred during design development phase and also post-lodgement phase, and it will continue, as Mr. Rogers said.
Just on that, there's probably, I will just re-look through your plan of management, because that would be the logical spot you would have it in anyway. So I'll just, you may know a point in there, but I'll also have a look in case there's something in there that we can just expand upon to carry that through.
So if we're updating the plan of management, then we can incorporate that as an additional element into that plan of management.
That would be good. That's what we're looking for.
Another question to the architect. I'm on drawing DA031D, Section A. And that's going through the building, including the entry to the loading dock, as far as I can see. Where's drawing Section A? There it is. Section 1.
Section B?
No, Section A I'm looking
section
at.
Section A, yep.
That's closer to... It shows the tunnel that you're sitting on top of. Now, it's showing the road into the loading dock, is it? Where is it? Yes, it's looking...
The loading dock is there.
It's showing the forecourt in front of the loading dock.
Yes. Now, we were talking earlier about the acoustic treatment to stop noise from the trucks going in and out affecting Chandos Street Apartments. Now, that's showing a little wall. It can't be more than a metre and a half high. That's not an acoustic wall at the entry. When you look at the plan, there's a sort of a... is that just the planter box that I'm seeing, that little low wall?
I think you're right. The section that's been taken, the wall, the acoustic wall, is to that covered roof area on plan. As you look at it, you can see on the DA...
413C. Yes.
Because the where the section is going through is in front of that, so the wall surrounding that roof area.
Right, so that's the little low planter wall.
Yes.
So it's before you get to the enclosing roof and the acoustic barrier. Okay. All right. Yeah, thank you. I think that was my last question.
Wow.
Well done.
Now, we've already talked, we want to adjourn again briefly, because there's a number of matters we would want to work out together. Okay? Thank you. We'll be back in due course. I'm sorry it's such a late night, but when you put such major projects and you put nine of them on the agenda, this is what you get, I'm afraid.
Thank you.